AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters outside the Georgia State House called today for the Electoral College to reject Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States, but they had no effect on his certification.
At meetings in state capitals and the District of Columbia, the billionaire businessman comfortably surpassed the required 270 electoral votes. And despite intense lobbying by critics and protests at some meetings, there was no groundswell of electors balking at Trump's choice. Indeed, it was Hillary Clinton who suffered defections. Four electors in Washington state chose other candidates. Electors in Maine and Minnesota also tried but were unsuccessful. Even one-time Trump rival Ohio Governor John Kasich said the time for discord is over. As electors voted in Columbus, Kasich declared, "We want unity." Mark Smith at the White House.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo directed his state's electors in Albany, who included former President Bill Clinton.
We may now proceed to voting. I invite President Clinton to join us in casting the first ballot.
A federal judge in New York today ordered the public release of the search warrant that FBI agents used to reopen their investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of that private email server just weeks before the presidential election. A Berlin police spokesman says that in addition to the 9 people killed in a Christmas market, about 50 people were injured today, including several critically. U.S. officials say the crash appears to have been a terrorist attack. A gunman dressed in black stormed into the prayer hall of a mosque in Switzerland today that was frequented by Somali insurgents and immigrants, rather, and opened fire, wounding 3 people before fleeing. Turkish authorities have imposed a temporary blackout on coverage of the fatal shooting of Russia's ambassador to Turkey. This is AP Radio News. Playoff hopeful Washington hopes to improve its chances for the postseason when they face Carolina in Monday Night Football.
The Redskins enter their showdown with the Panthers, holding on to the 6th and final playoff spot in the NFC. They sit at 7-5-1, while the Panthers come in at 5-8. It'll be a big game for Redskins cornerback Josh Norman, who faces his former team for the first time. The matchup at quarterback will also play a major role. The Redskins' Kirk Cousins comes in having thrown 23 touchdown passes while throwing for just over 4,000 yards. Cam Newton has 15 touchdown passes with 9 interceptions. Craig Heist, Landover, Maryland.
With the Christmas holiday and the end of 2016 coming into view, U.S. stocks edged higher today as bond yields dropped and investors moved money into phone company and real estate stocks. Tech and industry companies rose while energy companies skidded and healthcare stocks continued to lag the rest of the market. The Dow up 40 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.